Welcome back to His Time. It is Tuesday, March 4th. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is time for our special guest, and joining us by phone this morning, Reverend Todd Kolbaum. He's the director of LCMS Rural and Small Town Mission. Good morning, Pastor Kolbaum.
Good morning, Andy.
How are things going at Rural and Small Town Mission?
All the things are going great.
Very good. Very good. Well, tell us, for those who aren't familiar with Rural and Small Town Mission, which hopefully they are, but for those who aren't, what is Rural and Small Town Mission for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod?
Well, we are part of the Office of National Mission, and in so, we are charged to be aware and assist and equip congregations in revitalization and working towards looking to mission and ministry and outreach in these places which have long been somewhat ignored or left on their own and now are really in need of assistance and resources. So that's what we're all about.
Very good. Really helping the small congregations in or congregations in small towns and in rural areas to know that they're not alone.
Correct.
That you're not lone rangers out there.
Yes.
Well, what are some of the things that that you do as Rural and Small Town Mission? What are some of the things that you do to help those congregations?
Well, we've got a lot of things going on, and we try to bring as much of the best practice type things to bear so folks can have those resources in places where they're typically not necessarily very available. And so we do this through our monthly e-newsletter, our quarterly newsletters, monthly webinars. We also have our national conference, which you and I have talked about before.
Yes.
But our primary piece right now is what we call our Engaging Your Community event.
And tell us about that, Engaging Your Community. Sounds like you're getting connected with your neighbors.
Exactly, and that's really what it's all about. For a long time, we have sort of, because of circumstance in society and in rural and small towns, because of declining populations and aging populations and things such as that, we have tended to start to focus inwardly and wall ourselves in, circle the wagon, so to speak, to try to get into survival mode. But what we are hoping and helping congregations do is look beyond those walls and see what's around so that we can engage that community with the gospel of Jesus Christ and in so doing forge relationships and bring folks to the knowledge that there is something greater than just this world and this society.
Well, very good. What does an Engaging Your Community event look like?
Well, we've tried to break the mold of the old three-ring binder mentality where we came in with a program and just said, here, if you do these certain things, then everything will be hunky-dory.
Just plug this in and it'll, there you go.
Exactly. You can put that binder on the shelf. And what we try to do is help congregations really take a serious look at who they are and what they're about. I mean, most congregations can certainly identify, well, we are a church and we are Christians and we are LCMS Lutherans and our mission is to go there for, right? Mm-hmm. And most can identify that. But what's truly going on in that particular place and that personality of that congregation? And so we try to help them get an understanding of that. And we do that through various forms. And one is asset mapping, where we try to look at, instead of focusing on the weaknesses and what we don't have, which is oftentimes what happens, we try to focus on the positive. What has the Lord blessed us with? And we do this with an understanding of what our demographics are. So we get an idea of what truly does our community look like. Most of us, when we think about what our community is, we most of the time talk about what our community was. And so we want to take a good look at where our community and our surroundings are at, whether that community is a town of 5 or 10,000, or that community is a circle on a plat map. And so we want to get a really good idea of that.
So really helping congregations understand what they've been given and how they can use that to serve their community, how they can connect with their community, engage their community, and use what the gifts that God has given them to be a blessing to their community.
Exactly, exactly. We take that information and that knowledge of what the Lord has blessed us with, and then we look at, okay, how can we leverage that into our community? How can we forge partnerships, maybe between congregations, between groups within the congregation? How can we partner with our community at large, the government? How can we engage the mayor, the sheriff's office, the police department, the local school system, anything like that? How can we look at that? And then how can we lead that the changes that we need to do in order to free ourselves to accomplish these goals? We had one gentleman after an EYC in California. He simply got a group together, and they went and sat down with the local officials, some of those that I had named earlier, and said, what can we do to help you? And they had a list longer than they could have accomplished in years.
So they really found some opportunities to partner with their community leaders and to be a blessing and a gift to their community.
Exactly. And really, I think for a long time, if you think about the history, of especially in our rural and small town areas, the church was the social hub. The church was where some of the most educated people were at when they started schools. Oftentimes the pastor was the teacher in those schools because he was the most educated guy. The church was the place where people went.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, because of society and the way society is made up today, people don't go to the church for help anymore. So we want to go out and say, hey, we're here to help. What can we do? And in so doing, again, we forge those relationships and we make ourselves relevant in the society.
Now, an engaging your community event, is it a week-long type thing? What kind of commitment are we looking at in order for congregations to learn about how to serve their community better?
Well, Andy, that's a bit of a loaded question when you say commitment. The event itself, we typically do them on a Saturday from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. And it is like drinking from a fire hose. But the nice thing is, what we endeavor to do is never to just do a rally seminar where we get them all ginned up and then say, go on your way and do what you will. We walk out of there with a plan.
Mm-hmm.
And we want a plan to take the next step. What are we going to do? How are we going to implement this? So while the commitment to the event is one day, the commitment to the process is ongoing. We encourage them to go back and dig deeper into those demographics, dig deeper, engage more folks from the congregation in the asset mapping. Let's talk about how we can do this and how we can take this and let it blossom into something greater than what we could do just sort of scattergunning it.
So you really do spend a whole day, like you said, it's an intensive all-day event where you're, as you said in your own words, drinking from a fire hose, trying to really take in a lot over one day. But it's not just that one day. It's something that helps you come up with a plan for long range.
Exactly. And that's really what we want folks to do, is to look at long-range planning. How can we do this? And not to try to take this huge leap and do some massive, highly visible event, but to take baby steps.
Mm-hmm.
Because we'd rather help folks do things right and have it, quote-unquote, successful. Now, we can determine what's a successful event down the road. But we want them to be successful in their endeavors, because sometimes when they make this big leap and it doesn't turn out quite like they want it to, then they get discouraged again, they lose hope, and the Engaging Your Community event is all about bringing hope to the congregations, hope that they are relevant, hope that they can do more than just survive, but it can actually carry out the mission of the church. I had one congregation, the story of the group that did an event, and by all standards, because nobody really showed up for the event, it would have been a major failure. But they looked at it as a huge success because they actually sat down and planned something for once in decades. So it, for them, it was a huge success.
Well, very good. Tell us a little bit about some of the feedback that you've gotten from the congregations that have gone through this. How many EYCs have you hosted so far?
Oh, boy, I couldn't even tell you exactly how many we've hosted. I know I've done a dozen or so in just shy of a year. Well, not quite a dozen, but getting close to that in just shy of a year in the saddle here. But they've done several before I, so I probably a couple dozen. But the feedback has overwhelmingly been positive. We've got everything from really appreciated this, gave us the fuel and the fire we needed to get moving, to what a gem, we really needed something like this. And all of it really comes back, and if you distill it down, it comes back to just saying, giving folks permission to get out of that box that they put themselves in, that they've closed themselves into, and say it's okay to go out there, it's okay to try something, it's even okay to quote unquote fail, but get out there and give it a shot, because we have we can always be picked back up and keep on the road, because we're not always going to be successful, but we do always have these great things of word and sacrament, and we always have this gospel of Jesus Christ regardless of what we do. So that really is what it boils down to, and the fact that we couch everything in the Word of God and couch everything in His mission for the church, that's really where folks see the light.
Very good. We need to take a quick break. When we come back from that break, I want to hear more about what's going on with Rural and Small Town Mission. We're talking with Reverend Todd Kolbaum from LCMS Rural and Small Town Mission. Stick around for more of his time right here on Worldwide KFUO.
God said, I, even I, am He who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. A beautiful assurance for you and me from the one who gave you the God-man of Calvary. I'm Mark Hawkinson. Join me for scripture, music, trivia, stories on the lighter side, encouragement from God's side. That's Moments of Assurance weekdays from noon to 1 p.m. on Worldwide KFUO, underwritten by Mid-American Coaches.
This is a test of the emergency alert system. This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
Do you have a reason to reach out to us at Worldwide KFUO? Is there a piece of communication you'd like for us to receive? It's not hard to reach us. Our street address is KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. If you missed it, the street address is found at the bottom of our homepage online, kfuoam.org. Every day we bring you the gospel of Jesus Christ in word and song. Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Tuesday, March 4th, also known as Shrove Tuesday, and we are talking with Reverend Todd Kolbaum, Director of LCMS Rural and Small Town Mission, about some of the events that they're doing to support congregations in small towns and rural areas. Now, Pastor Kolbaum, what qualifies as rural or small town?
Well, we identify rural and small town as anything with a population of 15,000 or less, which really makes up about a little over 50% of our congregations in the Synod, and as well about 50% of the population of communicant membership in our Synod as well. However, most of those folks are not in areas as large as 15,000. Most of those congregations are really in areas that are about 5,000 and less, with many, many of them in areas where there's virtually no population, if you consider it is so rural that it is, like I said, a circle on a plat map.
So it really could vary. Not every rural or small town congregation is going to be the same. So these resources that you're preparing, the EYCs and things like that, it's not just a one-size-fits-all type program. As you said, you spend time with them, helping them look at their own specific situation, their own circumstances, their assets, their gifts, and really helping them identify those in order to serve their community.
Exactly. With an engaging your community event, or with any of the resources that we put out. And there's so many resources available to rural and small town congregations. What we try to do is assist them in tailoring it to their specific situation, rather than take some generic method or form or resource and just trying to apply it carte blanche to wherever they're at. We try to make sure that they tailor it specifically to their needs, the personality of their congregation, what they have at their resources, and what they bring to bear to the table. So it's very important to do that, because as you run the gamut, certainly in rural and small town areas, there are many, many things, regardless of where they're at in the country, that are very similar, but there are also some things that are very, very unique, whether you are a rural congregation in Montana or a rural congregation in the Mid-South District, you know, and everywhere in between, and from coast to coast, there are some very unique things about all of those congregations that we try to bring to bear as we look at doing these things.
We've talked about the Engaging Your Community event. Are there other things that, other events or opportunities that we might want to talk about today, share with our listeners?
Sure. Actually, every month we put out a webinar, and we feel very strongly that these webinars, from the feedback that we've gotten, are very well-received and have been a great asset to folks who have used them. They come out Thursdays. Every month we put one out. The Thursdays float a little bit based on the availability of the presenter. But we do these things everywhere. With the last couple, we're endowments and parish nursing. And we've got one coming up in March here on the 20th of March on equipping Lutherans to be gospel-motivated voices for life and setting up life communities in congregations. We try to bring things that are relevant, ways that perhaps are ideas to engage the community, so to speak, or ways that they can grow and be stronger as a congregation, such as endowments. And the one coming up in April is actually the second part of one on legal and financial issues in rural and small-town parishes. So these are things that may not necessarily be available to a rural congregation, but because we can bring it in on the internet, it's free of charge, and we archive them all, so they can be available at really any time anybody needs them. So if they want to use them to lead a elder training or a congregational task force training or something like that, they're available whenever you want them. So that's really another big piece of what we do. We have lots of resources available, whether from print, resources with documentation, samples of things that you can use if you're looking at doing some sort of joint ministry endeavor or some sort of partnership ministry endeavor. We have samples, and we've tried to collect all of these good ideas that we've run into out there, so that folks can call us and we can be the really the repository for all of those things.
Now, I have to comment on the webinars. I serve a small congregation part time as a DCE, and I attended the webinar on campus ministry. I think sometimes when we think of campus ministry, we think of big cities, you know, we think of congregations in more urban areas closer to big universities, but there are a lot of colleges and universities in small towns and in rural areas as well. And the webinar that you provided on campus ministry was really valuable. And I have to say, for those who are listening and thinking that it might be really technical or hard to get in on a webinar, it really wasn't that hard. You just clicked on the link and registered, clicked on the link, and it was really easy to get in on that webinar and to listen and hear what was going on.
Well, thanks for saying that, Andy. I do think that was one of our best webinars, in that it was great content, but also it opens the eyes up to see that, yeah, there are ministry options available to us that sometimes we don't even consider. And you're right. Being a non-technical person, when I first came on at RSTM, I was a little daunted by the idea of having to do these webinar things. And after the first one, this is a piece of cake. And I've even run my own. And so if I can handle it, anybody can handle it.
And I think another interesting thing, a valuable thing to point out for our listeners who are in rural and small town congregations, is that your office is not here in the middle of St. Louis. Even though you're the director of an entity that serves us across the Synod, it's not in some corporate building here downtown. You're connected with small town congregations, with rural congregations. You're right out in the middle of Concordia, Missouri, right?
Exactly.
right up in the middle of a beautiful farm country.
Oh, yeah, it's gorgeous. I say this with no offense to the folks in St. Louis, huge Cardinal fan myself, but you can't do rural ministry out of St. Louis, Missouri. It just doesn't work. But I'm sitting in my office right now. The sun is coming up, reflecting off the snow, and I can look out and literally see a farm implement dealer just across the way from my office here on the campus of St. Paul Lutheran High School in Concordia, Missouri. My house has a small backyard which butts up to literally to a cornfield, and this is where rural ministry takes place. I'm preaching this weekend down in Knob Noster at a small rural congregation down there. So they're just we have really saturated ourselves in that place. And for me personally, that's where I've always been. I grew up on the farm. I grew up in rural small town northwest Iowa. I have served as a nursing home administrator, always in rural areas and small towns, and so that's where my heart is, and that's where we come from as an office.
No, I understand that you have an announcement to make, something big coming up this fall, correct?
Yes, actually, we're very, very excited about our next National Mission Conference, and this will be the third annual. It's coming up November 6th through the 8th, and it will once again be at the Kansas City Airport Marriott. And I get a lot of folks say, well, now how can you do Rural Small Town Mission Conference in Kansas City, Missouri?
Until you land, until you're on a plane and you land at the Kansas City Airport and you look out the window and then you realize.
And you realize you are out in the country. It's pretty much rural Platte City, Missouri, which is a small town. And so we are so thrilled to be able to bring it back to that location. We had a great year last year, and we are very excited about the content. Small places, big missions, standing in the gap is our theme for this year, and we are very excited to announce that two of our keynote speakers and who will be leading us through our Bible study and speaking at our banquet is Reverend Dr. Lawrence Rass, president of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, and the Reverend Dr. Dale Meyer, president of Concordia Seminary St. Louis. So they will be leading us through with some keynote addresses and providing us with Bible study throughout our time. And we are very excited about the lineup of speakers and presenters we have for that. We think it's just, once again, going to be a very relevant, very uplifting, but a very encouraging and equipping sort of an event.
I had the privilege of attending the one this past fall and really walked away with a lot of helpful information. I was there to talk with some of the speakers and hear their perspective share so we could share their story here on Worldwide KFUO. But also as a parish DCE, walking away with some resources that were really helpful as well. So I encourage our listeners to check it out. How can they find out more about the engaging your community as well as the national conference and other resources for rural and small town mission?
Well, I encourage folks to go to our website, www.lcms.org, / RSTM, or just go on the site and hunt around. You'll find that under resources. Or you can go to our Facebook page and just get on Facebook and look for our page and like that page. And all of our relevant information and all the invites to everything comes up on there as well.
And they can also find out about the newsletter and the webinars and get on a regular mailing for those as well, correct?
Absolutely. Send us an email or give us a call, and we'd be happy to help folks out in any way we possibly can.
Very good. And what's the number they can give you a call for?
The number here is 888-463-5127.
Except don't call it right now because he's talking to me.
Exactly.
Give him a minute. Well, Pastor Kolbaum, any other events coming up or anything else you want to share with us? We've got about another minute and a half left before we wrap up our time here today.
Well, we've got so many things happening. We are currently actually doing some roundtable discussions just to let folks know what we're up to. We're doing some roundtable discussions with folks out in the districts to try to learn from them what other things we could possibly provide that would be helpful to rural and small town congregations. And so really I encourage folks that if you have an idea or if you've got an event that worked particularly well, we encourage folks to give us a call or shoot us an email or contact us on Facebook so that we can share those ideas with others. What we're going to try to develop here in the very, very near future is really an opportunity for folks to be a part of a group whereby we can share ideas, we can have accountability groups where we know folks are maybe have gone through the Engaging Your Community event, or they are working on something, doing some reorganization or some restructuring or something like that. And so we can kind of hold each other's feet to the fire, because really that's been a probably one piece that's sorely missing is that accountability. And so I know as well as anybody, I can go as a former nursing home administrator, I go away to conventions and get all riled up because there's great information and great speakers, and I'd come back and be all excited, and then as the daily grind happened, I'd lose my fervor and sort of get back in my old rut. and so I'm trying to help folks stay away from that, and so we can hold each other accountable.
Well, very good. We've been talking with Reverend Todd Kolbaum. He is the director of LCM's Rural and Small Town Mission. Pastor Kolbaum, thanks so much for being our guest today.
Thank you, Andy.
Coming up in just a little bit, we'll join together to study the Daily Lectionary with Pastor Perling. Stick around for more His Time. Hi, I'm Andy Bates. Join me for the next Faith and Family, where we'll talk with experts and everyday people about topics pertinent to faithful family life. Listen to Faith and Family Live weekdays at 11 on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news, underwritten by Concordia University, Wisconsin.